With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The House passed the National Defense Authorization Act Wednesday, punting the yearly legislation that governs Pentagon spending to the Senate. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more.
The vote was 312 to 112, with 18 Republicans and 94 Democrats voting no on the bill that authorizes $901 billion in War Department spending. An earlier procedural vote on the legislation just barely passed 215 to 211 at the 11th hour after four Republicans, Representatives Ana Paula Luna of Florida, Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia, Tim Burchett of Tennessee, and Lauren Boebert of Colorado, all changed their votes from no to yes. All Democrats voted no on the procedural rule vote. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
President Trump says the U.S. military forces took control of an oil tanker in the Caribbean.
We've just seized a tanker on the coast of Venezuela, large tanker, very large, largest one ever seized, actually.
U.S. officials say the tanker was seized by the U.S. Coast Guard with support by the Navy. The Federal Reserve reduced its key interest rate for the third time in a row Wednesday, but signaled that it may leave rates unchanged in the coming months. Fed Chair Jerome Powell answers a question on where the Fed might next take rates.
What you see is some people feel we should stop here and that we're at the right place and just wait. Some people feel like we should cut once or more this year and next year.
Wednesday's cut reduced the rate by a quarter point to about 3.6%, the lowest it's been in nearly 3 years. Wall Street liked what it heard. The Dow was up by 497 points. The Nasdaq rose 77. This is SRN News. A big gift for a historic church.
Hobby Lobby CEO David Green says he's giving $7 million to the congregation of First Baptist Church Dallas to help rebuild the historic structure, which was gutted by fire last year. The total price of the rebuild will be about $100 million, which the congregation is close to raising. Pastor Robert Jeffress says groundbreaking is scheduled for next year. First Baptist and its building span six city blocks and count 16,000 people as members. Michael Harrington reporting.
The European Union has issued updated guidance for asylum applications by Syrian nationals that reflects new conditions in Syria a year after the fall of Bashar al-Assad. The EU says opponents of the former president and military service evaders are deemed to be no longer at risk of persecution. However, Christians and other religious minorities can still seek asylum. This is SRN News. Republican leadership is tackling the affordability debate head-on. During the weekly House GOP press conference, House Speaker Mike Johnson says his party will be happy to run on the affordability issue when Americans begin to experience the benefits of the big, beautiful bill.
I see this false narrative right now. Oh, they haven't done enough. Oh, pray tell. Listen, the Working Families Tax Cut, the big, beautiful bill, took about 6 months of the first part of this Congress to put together because it was so consequential and so comprehensive. And there are so many things in that bill that our members are going to be so excited to go and run on and talk about.
Facing criticism over the high cost of living, President Trump used his visit to Mount Pocono, Pennsylvania yesterday to blame Joe Biden and Democrats for the affordability crisis. The president acknowledged there's more work to do in improving the economy. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.